Welcome to Sonata Secrets with Henrik Chilham, unlocking the world of classical music.
I think this piece from The Nutcracker is really fascinating. So in the story of the ballet, we're in the second act, and the main role Clara has followed the Nutcracker Prince to the fantastical Land of Sweets. And we have all these dances that bring sweets and treats from different parts of the world, and the Arabian dancers bring the coffee to this music. We have an ostinato here that runs through the whole piece. It has a G and a D as a pedal point, and also kind of rhythmical emphasis on beats 1 and 3. And then we have some harmony on top of this that's really mystical and exotic, especially in the middle of the piece. And also the structure feels a bit meandering because every section starts a bit similar and they all share this ostinato and pedal point. So let's get into it and see how Tchaikovsky makes it all come together into this remarkable piece of music. So we start by setting the scene with only the ostinato accompaniment for some time. And these like statements, almost like sighs, a lot of tension on the first chord and then resolving on the third beat. And it looks like an F major in the right hand, but I think it's more accurate to interpret it as a D minor 7 with a D as part of the ostinato. And then we have the G pedal. So then it's a minor dominant 7 kind of move. This fast quintuplet, like an oriental ornament, it's actually a motivic idea that's present for the whole piece, important. So that's 4 bars of a kind of a phrase. We get that repeated exactly the same. Except it's 1 extra bar, so now it's 5 bars instead of 4. It's an unevenness to it, that's a little bit off. One extra bar. So then we start again, and now this is like a new idea, a new phrase. Now this is strings playing. So it's a longer phrase, and it's a nice like a rhythmical counterpoint when we get the second bar. Gets a little bit of an emphasis on the second beat. So the bass has the first and the third, and then. Again. Like it's very interesting rhythmically, even in this like easy setting. Like where the emphasis are on the beats. And then the ornament again, but now we have an F sharp. And that's like the normal harmonic minor mode if you use D major as a dominant, major dominant. But you remember the beginning we have D minor. So this is like the story of this piece. Tchaikovsky is playing around with modal mixture a lot. And this is the first hint of it, that we get the harmonic minor here. And here on the end, now these 2 bars. In the orchestral version, there is like a tambourine playing. And I've seen on a 2 piano version that's on YouTube that Marta Argerich is playing. So they have 2 pianos, one of the pianists can play this, and they do it on a high D. And it's really cool, and I think you can even do it in the solo version. And I think it works. You need to keep the pedal though to keep the melody note. So you can't play it. If you want to play it like that, it wouldn't go because you need the melody note. It would be too dry. You need the pedal version. Like you can obviously like decide how you want this if you're playing it. I prefer the pedal. But I think it's a matter of choice. Okay, now we get a new start of the same idea. But now it reaches higher, it's continuing in the phrase, even higher to an E flat. And then it turns around and goes down again. Tambourine. So on the way down it's kind of using more of these ornaments on the melody, expressive, really nice. And then we get the A section again that we recognize. And we get the full two times, and it really feels like a nice arc of the piece so far. Like we've had those phrases and then there's a longer phrases that goes further and now it's coming back down. So you feel a nice symmetry of the arc so far. But then we get the start of a longer phrase again. And it seems like it's the B section, but this time it goes even further out. And this is where we get the really cool harmonic moves. So it's a lot of things happening here. Like every chord is a little bit of a surprise. So let's just go through it a little bit in detail. So start in G minor, but it turns to G7, so pointing to C minor. And then the A flat is the flat 9 in G7, it's diminished. This would be a clear going to C minor. But then we go here instead. This is like a D7. Dominant back to G. So it's kind of, is it going to C minor or back to G? That's kind of going between those two states. So the big surprise here is the C at the end. So we could expect the C minor with the E flat, but it flips to C major. And this time it aligns with a G as the pedal point as well. So it's like an extra point of stability because of that. It's just the chord before here. Let's look at that. So we go through this in the melody, the thirds. It's just chromatic passing notes is the main thing about it. And it happens to be a chord here. And even in the bass, you can just see these B and D flat on their way to a C in the voice leading, chromatically going towards the C and tension and resolving. But the complicated way to explain it is it's a D flat, it's a tritone substitute for a G dominant 7, a D flat augmented 6 chord flat 5. So if you just change the D flat to a D, you get a normal G7, but it's a special flavor with this substitution. Now we go back to this, like we expect this, but now it's C minor again, so it's all the time going, you know, taking the route you didn't expect. And back to G minor. Okay, next phrase. Now it starts as the first version of the B section that goes like this. But it's only one note different, but it's an important note. It's yet another kind of blend of a modal mixture. So it's a, if you have a G minor scale, and then we take the raised fourth, it's the C sharp. That's kind of the Hungarian minor scale or gypsy minor. I mean, if you have a harmonic minor, you get the proper Hungarian minor scale. With this double harmonic moves. Like a chromatic. It's not a diatonic scale. It's more complicated, but that's what Tchaikovsky plays with here. It's like you get this extra leading note, very sensual and exotic. But immediately he goes back now, because here we have the C again. And we see the F natural as the ornament note. That's just part of the G minor, natural minor scale. But the bass has F sharp, that's a harmonic leading note. As part of a D dominant chord. So Tchaikovsky just has both of them at the same time. I mean, why not? And here we really have the harmonic feeling with the F sharp and the E flat. And then... it keeps on finding new ways. So this is kind of the same type of sequence as when we got to the C major. We're going down the melody in thirds, in chromatic thirds like that. But now there's a little bit of difference. The bass changes to accommodate this chord with E flat. So it's an A flat. So this is a more stable version. I think you could say it's like a Phrygian cadence. So this flattened second degree of A flat going to G, major or minor. Here it switches to major. Well, back to minor. So this is the end of the complicated middle section. After this, it's not as complicated anymore. So now we get the repeat of the A section, like these first phrases. And it's so nice that we recognize it, and it's much more expected. None of the crazy stuff. It's home territory. We get an extra top voice on the last bar, and here we get another statement of the B section as the first time, so not of the complicated stuff, but now it's an extra added top voice, and this is played on an oboe. It's like a snake charming melody, really nice. It's just very lovely to play. Well, here we go directly between the F sharp to the F natural. So it's kind of proving the point that it's playing with the harmonic minor mode and the natural minor mode in this way. This is also a chord from the natural minor. Final two bars, now we get the extra variant of a cadence, and the most salient part about this, it's another rhythmical layer that we're adding on this. So the ostinato rhythm always has the 1 and 3 as strong beats, and then we add this hemiola over two bars, so 1 2 3 1 2 3, like a big bar of 3 1 2 3. And it's really cool how these two are on top of each other, the rhythms. And then it's another repetition of this whole part, 9 bars of the B section, but now it's an octave lower. Approaching the end here. This is maybe like a coda, but it's only using the same material and it's taking shorter and shorter chunks of it and repeating it. And it's diminuendo and it's kind of moving down in the register. So you really feel this nice arc of the piece winding down, closing up the large scale structure of it. So here we only have the one time of this and then the ornament. And here Tchaikovsky adds a little bit of variation, so he changes this drone fifth to a C instead of a D. And it provides this kind of move to the 4, the minor 4, C minor. The F is the suspension going to resolving. It's really nice, like a relief of, it's like an even calmer state when you use that chord. And yet again, the switch between the modes, minor. And same thing. Tambourine maybe. Now it's even shorter, now it's only the ornament and only the major left. And here morendo is dying out and it's like the melody has said all that it had to say and it's just stopping, and it's only the ostinato bass left that has a few more bars to play. But here the Arabian dancers exit gracefully, and it's the same way as it begins. It's closing, it's emptying the scene, and then the music stops. Four, five, and a quadruple pianissimo to really make the point that it should be quiet to end the piece. Thanks so much for watching Sonata Secrets. The Patreon shoutout goes to N. Ladas, Myra K, and O.R.